evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. Those of you who are on your way out and those of you who are on your way up, you will find yourself to be ever more charged and inspired to walk in the fullness of who you are, what you are, and to have a deeper intention towards being in the integrity of the all that you are, for that is what I always address and speak to in terms of what is needed in our now moment of eternity. For those of you who are taking time to listen via the World Wide Web, and thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time or any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so appreciative and praying that you are ever inspired to be the one that you are, for we are living in such an auspicious time. I am so excited to be alive right now. And I want to say our condolences to our sister Sobhonfu Somme, who passed away this past weekend, so I'm hearing. And I think I interviewed her in the early 2000s. And those of us who are living now, we have to realize that there's a generational impact and influence that we have. And that each one, we realize that we're in that quickening and we're losing. I won't say we're losing, but those ones who've come, they're going. And those of you who are here, you're having the responsibility to step up, step forward, and give it your greatest effort while you're here. Because once you're gone, it's too late to try to do what you didn't do while you were here. So we're all here to honor and to glorify, to exalt a full life's urge, to give it our best, to self-actualize, to self-realize, to have this wonderful experience that is growth and unfoldment, maturation, and coming to that point and place where we realize that when you align yourself wholeheartedly with that which is the intelligence of existence, that which blazes the sun and has the worlds in flotation and rotation, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, when you realize that that which beats your heart and that which breathes you cannot forsake you, when you care to be in a place and space where you are truly consecrating your body temple so that the true spirit of the living God and Goddess is being completely re-enthroned as your absolute reality, that this is how we have leveraged over all systems of oppression, over all of the planning and the plotting, and all of those ones who really do not have the best interests of the whole at heart. We're in a now moment that requires us to take the time to get to a point in place where it matters to us, the quality of life that we're living, but the quality of being that we are becoming. To realize that there is no greater good, there is no greater work than we can do right now than becoming the great ones that we are, coming to a point and place where we will invest our time, our energy, our resources, our finances into doing that which is going to facilitate our greater wellness, our greater health, our greater wholeness. And to understand that our influence in this life is about our greatness as families, as individuals, as families, as communities, and as our global humanity, having the opportunity to be completely restored, to be completely realigned in the reality that there is absolute law. And the fulfillment of the absolute law is absolute love, and absolute love is the harmony of truth. And the absolute truth is that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. It is intelligent enough to have gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody everywhere, all at the same time. We do not have to wait in line to get ours. And so the harmony of the truth is the love, so that we realize that there are no ones, no beings that have an eye to see, that sees, is separated from the whole of us, and that every intelligence in existence has purpose in existence towards the wholeness of existence itself. Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of us who dwell upon her. And when we are in love, then we have the proper orientation of adding unto being a blessing, an enhancement, an enrichment, a facilitator, an uplifter. You understand? So that love is the light, and the light is that which is always tending to itself in love. And so we're in a now moment that has us in a place where we have so much available to us that we should be so grateful, so thankful, so appreciative, so absolutely delighted, because we are the beneficiaries of the gifts of so many ones, the intellectual property, the service, the labor, the systemizations, the practical applications of the information and the knowledge and the light that other ones have had. We are benefiting. Always benefiting. But what is your gift and what is your blessing? How is the world to be better because you've lived? These are the things that we have to have, because now that so many ones are being confronted with not just their mortality, but being confronted with how much pain and suffering they are experiencing as a result of doing that which has not been truly in their best interest consistently over time, bringing things into the body temple that undermined the cellular functioning, that brought forward all manners of chemicals and viruses and bacteria and whatnot that undermine the integrity of the functioning of the body, but also puts a oppressive energy upon the spirit of us while we're in these bodies. But we can be completely healed if we would accept the responsibility of exalting a full life's urge so that we can be completely cleansed. And to know that cellular oppression requires cellular liberation, requires cellular clearing, cleansing, and purification, so that you are and we are facilitating cellular regeneration, new blood. And as we are becoming new, you come into a point where every atom and every cell of your being is completely permeated and penetrated in exalted thought. And the exalted thought is your thinking and remembering and being grateful and mindful of being this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is absolutely supreme. And to be supremely intelligent means that we don't kill ourselves. It means that we don't undermine our children. It means that we don't get up and go to work for the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death without having an exit strategy that we are implementing as soon as we possibly can. So you take 10-15% of every paycheck and you invest it in new blood so that you will come with a greater thought. The clarity of the blood is going to lay foundation for the clarity of the thought, which lays foundation for the right alignment in your choices, choosing that which is truly in your best interest, doing that which is truly in your best interest, caring to exalt a full life's urge, and coming to a point and place where you are taking full responsibility for your health, for your wealth, for your life. Nobody's thought and nobody's plan, nobody's plotting, nobody's anything is greater in your life than yours. And I'm the one to remind you that you have so much available to you right now that all you have to do is care enough to be corrected, care enough to make the right choices, care enough to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and to do that within the very sanctity and privacy of your own body temple and where it is that you dwell. To be ever mindful of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is blazing the sun, that has the world in rotation and flotation, that is the source. When we talk about having resources, you have the access to the source of all being directly with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, your attunement unto it. Through your prayers, through your meditation, through the consecration of your body temple. You understand, life is not just a it's not a religious experience. Breathing is a religious experience in the sense that you would die without it. You say, well, what is your religion, sister? Say breath. You understand, we have to really understand this is the oneness of all of us. So when we're under a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness, to have us in a place where we think that what we have read and what we have studied and what we have learned and what we have been degreed by and all of these things constitutes our identity is not constituted by anything that man has created or man has made. Our identity is by virtue of the fact that we each are living, breathing, conscientious beings, whether you are conscientious enough of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be exalting a full life surge, to be loving your life with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, to be in a place and space where it matters to you to come correct. It matters to you to be in proper alignment. It matters to you to be in a place and space where you are thinking, where you are creative, where you are dynamic, where you are willing and able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greater good, towards the greater wholeness, towards that which is life itself, love itself. Where there is no commitment to life, where there is no commitment to law, where there's no commitment to growth and maturity, then you won't have that. You won't have the benefit of it. And where there's a commitment to money and the commitment to profit by any means necessary, there literally is going to be that which shows up to take those profits away, because life is ordered and the laws are exacting. And so there are no ways that men and wombed men and men who are not committed to living, but they are committed to prospering through the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death through meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and all of these pharmaceuticals and these things that are creating detriment in the lives of people, because the people are reaching for them. The people have trusted them. You understand, this is not going to end well for those ones, which is why it's necessary for those of us who care to be in a place where we are not on that cataclysmic ride with demise, that we are coming into as much light as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can, so that we can circumvent some of the devastation that's coming as the karmic debt for the inception and foundation of this country being built on the annihilation of our indigenous families, the enslavement of our African families, the continued oppression, subjugation, domination, violation of all these other beings, and the exaltation of sickness, illness, disease, and death is popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. Understand that that is not going to end well. So we have to come to a point where it matters to us not to participate in doing things that undermine ourselves. And to understand that when you are really in a place where you love your life and you are honoring life itself, all life itself, this is how you get the upper hand, so that you are literally creating a line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to be under the auspices of your soul. And this is the reason why we have so much life-robbing substances available to us as food and as snack and as entertainment and all of this, so that we do not have that direct line of light, that we are not empowered, we are not confident, we are not faithful, we are not creating the greater way. We do not have the ingenuity or the courage to step forward in leadership. Leadership that is light, leadership that is clearing and cleansing of violation, leadership in the healing and the wholeness, leadership in exalting the divinity of existence itself. And so those of you who are teachers, those of you who are educators, those of you who are personal care workers, those of you who are nurses and doctors, those of you who are truck drivers and making sure that products get delivered. I mean, everybody has gift and purpose that is beyond what you do to generate an income. so that if you have not invested wisely in the health of yourself, the health of your cells, you understand, then now is the time to do that while you are still able. But where you have been consistently partaking of that standard American diet of feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, alcoholic beverages, tobacco and cigarettes, and all of these things that undermine the functioning of the body, then know that disease is already in formation. And you don't have to wait for a diagnosis to understand that if you've been participating with these things for decades, then the disease is already there, whether it's cancer or lupus or the MS or the multiple sclerosis or the dementia or the Alzheimer's. And so I am encouraging you to get motivated to reverse any of these issues, because they can be reversed. But don't wait for the diagnosis. Do it now. Do it now. Because we're always in a now moment of eternity, and every day that you are reaching for life, every day that you are exalting a full life's urge, every day that you truly care to be harmonized in the will of existence, the love of life itself, every day you have the opportunity to experience more of the cellular clearing and cleansing, experience more of the releasing and the letting go of that which no longer, that you don't need in your body temple. That is inorganic. You understand the conversation that a lot of people are having now about having access to organic food. I mean, why even bother trying to get organic food when you have 20, 30, 40, 50 years of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and MSG and all of these chemicals already in your tissues? Get aggressive about cleansing these things out so that you are able to really circumvent the devastation that these things are going to have. And for those ones who say, well, you know, because the fruits and the vegetables are contaminated, but 90% of the pesticides and the herbicides that are used on the food that goes to feed the animals. And the nature of these chemicals is that they are literally concentrating and saturating in fatty tissue. Fruit and vegetation do not have fatty tissue. So all of the fatty tissue that you've eaten and consumed in beef and pork and chicken and fish and all of that, and the fatty tissue that is already in you, you are already inundated with all of this stuff. I'm saying now is our time to cleanse. Now is our time to care. To be whole, to realize that even if you truly believe that you're supposed to be dying from something, why should you be killing yourself? And when we understand that those who are coming into leadership of government within the White House, that their businesses are the death industries, these are their businesses. These are where their money is so heavily invested. And so as we are strong enough to exalt a full life surge and to really begin to invest our money with those who are growing healthy food, as healthy as we can get in our now moment, but to invest in ourselves, to realize that you cannot follow those who have no commitment to life. They have no commitment to love. They have no commitment to the laws that govern life itself. And by virtue of that which should have been wisdom in men and womb men, particularly those who care to be in government, then government has the responsibility to make sure that the system works towards the exaltation of life, not death. They have the responsibility as men and womb men to be about the perpetuation of lineages. You cannot be about the perpetuation of your lineage to the detriment of other ones and think that your lineages are protected. Because what you do unto others will be done unto you and yours by virtue of the absolute laws that are in full effect. And ignorance of the law is no excuse. It's still in full effect. We must learn to work harmoniously with the laws to create that which is going to be in the best interest of the whole of us, of the wholeness of us. Because that is how light works. That is how the intelligence of existence intended for itself to be expressing through absolutely everything and everyone at all times beyond circumstance and situation. And so the duty, obligation, responsibility that we have in this now moment to do that which is ours to do in exalting a full life's urge, in taking responsibility to be fully committed through our caring, through our own commitment towards reversing any kind of issues that is manifesting as sickness, illness, or disease, pain and suffering and all of that in our own body temples. You cannot really come to the light that is sufficient to serve the wellness of other ones when you yourself are not well. You have to come to a point where it matters to you to be whole. And there are so many ones who are good folk, good people, who really want to do something and are doing things to make a difference, but these ones are not well. Dealing with the high blood pressure and the diabetes and this and that, and getting up and going to work and trying to find money to do this and do that. But our light is not about the money as it is about restoring the lost light of the people, adding and doing that which is going to facilitate the resubstantiation of the integrity of the true spirit of alignment of rightness and righteousness of the people themselves. And cigarettes and alcohol and hot dogs and hamburgers and turkey and chicken and fried fish and all of that does nothing for the resubstantiation of the quality of the inherent divinity and godliness of the people. That's what's missing. That's what's been usurped through all of this garbage that has been perpetuated as food to the tune of billions and trillions of dollars. And so the people themselves have to come to a point where you care enough about yourselves, about how we stand as a family, as community and collectives, to understand that we have choice as to what we will apply ourselves to. But wisdom in and of itself is an essential in order to navigate the landmines of selfishness, of sexuality, of sensuality, of all of the gluttony and all of these things that undermine the integrity of your inherent righteous and righteousness, the right use of your faculties, the right use of your life force, the right use of your energy, the right use of your talents, your skills, and your abilities. And the right use is always about that which is going to bring about the greatest good, the wholeness, the wellness, the joy, the happiness, the rejoicing, the harmony, the peace, the poise, and the power, the creativity, the talent, the majesty, and the rightness of the people. We're in a now moment that is so exciting. It is so auspicious because we get a chance to really see how the law works and to see how it works in our own lives. And I guarantee you, where you are a detriment to yourself, you don't have to worry about anybody else being a detriment to you. You understand? When you're sleeping with the enemy, where you got somebody that's wanting to feed you death and you trying to say, oh, hold up, now I can't do this no more, and they keep giving it to you, you got to realize that there's the path of life that leads to life and there's the path of life that leads to death. And they're not the same path. They're not the same way. They don't lead to the same thing. And to leave the planet as a dead person does not reap the same glory to the spirit as one who leaves as a conscious immortal. Now, we'll be gone a lot longer than we were on the planet. So it's not something you need to really be glib about. I can think about those who were childhood friends of mine who have gone on. And it's more than a handful. Lots of the ones that I came up with, my closest friends, left the planet really early from one thing or the next. And I realized that, you know, the preciousness of friendship, the memories that have lasted a lifetime of the interaction and the fun and the joy and the friendship, all of this. I'm just saying, whose life are you really benefiting and blessing? Who's going to miss you when you're gone? Who will call your name 100 years from now? What will be your legacy? How will you be remembered? For all of the stuff that you're putting on YouTube and all of that that nobody can erase or take down, is it foolishness? Is it light? Is it wisdom? Are you wasting time? We're in a now moment that requires us to have an inner standing and an understanding that we are here to be harmonized with that which allows us to stand absolutely. And we can't do it if we are not honoring, respecting, reverencing, cooperating with the optimum intelligent functioning of our body temples and the spirits that we are in these temples. There is light available to us that if we will bathe in it, if we will consume it, if we will ingest as much of it as we possibly can, we can be completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, enriched, enriching, enhancing, to be the vehicles and vessels of the spirit of the true and living God and the essences of God, and to be a glory and to the and an honor to the legacy of the lineages that I represent, that we represent. That this is our time. All of the protesting that people can do is not as powerful as the clearing, the cleansing, and the consecration and the commitments to being all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. There's no way to defeat it. There's no way to outthink it, outlast it, outplan it, outplat it, outlove it. The best thing that we can do is clean up, to be vehicles and vessels of it. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, the establishment of the eternal order, the eternal government, and the resurrection of our fallen humanity and humankind. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you are inspired enough to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am always praying that you are always inspired and motivated to dig deeper, to reach higher, to stand in greater degrees of integrity and alignment in the truth of all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal particles. Absolute and supreme presence. For we're in a now moment of eternity that requires all of us to come to absolute truth. To realize there's a serious programming that has to be deprogrammed so that we can be reprogrammed towards our absolute reality, which is absolute divinity. We're dwelling as these points of an absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And it is our now moment to embrace the truth of ourselves. Because only in the truth shall we know true prosperity and true freedom and true joy and happiness and that which is not just fleeting based upon circumstances and situations. It's amazing how many people will show up for prosperity rituals, for a business opportunity, the things that speak to the financial profiting, but then ignore that which allows for development of the wealth of the truth of themselves. And so I'm the one to really remind us that as we enter the frequency of 2018, the truth is always going to bear out. The light is always going to triumph. And the sickness, illness, and disease is going to be slapping everybody in the face until we decide that we care to live and to honor the laws that govern us, the cycles and the seasons, and to be in a place where we're willing to do whatever it takes to be realigned, restored, reoriented, reconstituted, cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence to get beyond those thoughts of having to die from something that nobody gets out of this alive, so you might as well not try. That nobody's perfect, so you'd rather accept your sinfulness. And to be in a place where every day you're wasting your opportunity to move into a greater alignment with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the truths of existence, so that we are able to be qualified for continuance in existence, as there is a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide that is enough to sink the entire place. And so it matters what it is we're seeking. And it matters that we begin to put ourselves at the top of our list to prioritize our wellness, our clearing, our cleansing, our purification as the way to tap into the divinity of our being, to come to a point and place where we are no longer employed by those whose mission is to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and degradation all over the place, to be in a place where we are more faith-filled, in understanding how the laws really work. And that it's not just about you having a job, doing anything, but that the jobs that you work are of true value and service on behalf of the wholeness, the oneness of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the creatures, as well as the populace. And when we look at the alcohol industry and to see how much more alcohol they're perpetuating everywhere, to see how much programming we watch where everybody has to drink, all the professionals are drinkers and alcoholics. And that this programming is impacting and affecting our youth who watch these programs to make us think that, oh, just like we grew up thinking that we couldn't wait to be grown so that we could be adulterated, we could be inebriated, we can be intoxicated, we could be in violation, because that's what grown folk do. Without realizing that adulteration will get you killed here. So being labeled adult at 21, where the shame, the blame, the game, the breaches of integrity, that which made us feel unworthy and undeserving as the children of God. When you add 21 more years of adulteration, by 42, the body is beginning to break down. And 21 more years at 63, death is already shutting you down. And then if you can survive another 21 years of adulteration, you're losing your mind. You don't remember your children. You're putting yourself in a place where you don't care whether you're bathed or not. You've lost all your social graces. I'm just saying that this is the path of death. It is not the path of life. And that the path of life does not look like the path of death. And that so many of us are familiar with the path of death because we see so many ones that we love on it. All the more reason for us to step completely off. So that we can know the glory, the victory, the triumph of being restored as the children of God. But being godly, being righteous, being upright matters. And it's not something that you just do one particular day in the week. It's how you be every day. How you honor your gifts, and the greatest gift you've been given is your life, your body, which is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and Goddess. How you really honor the lineages that you represent, how you carry yourself, what is your contribution, a legacy. What do you care to be remembered for? There's some exercises where they tell you to write your eulogy. What would you want said about you at your homegoing or your funeral, whichever way you're going to go? And I'm just saying, be in a place and space where you are living every day to add more life and more joy and more peace and more poise and more beauty to everything and everybody that you're dealing with daily. Because you never know when you'll be called forward. You never know when you have that tragic day with fate. You never know when your luck is running out. You never know until it actually does. But to know how to lay foundation for extending and adding unto and regenerating your life currency. It's not the thing that they're teaching. We have all manners of classes in business, so much motivational speaking to help you get beyond all your blockage and obstruction in terms of your feeling worthy and deserving to have more, to live the abundant life. And a lot of those ones never ask you what you eat. They never apply themselves. To aligning you with the integrity that is really required in order for you to truly walk the greatest walk. And so I'm the one to encourage you to go deep. But this winter is a quiet time. It's a time for reassessing. It's a time for introspective, reflecting, repenting, visioning, cleansing, praying. Chance every day with every thought. With every dime and dollar that you spend, you have a greater chance to exalt a fuller urge that is life. And being mindful that you are always dwelling in a now moment of eternity. And that where every atom and every cell of your being is completely charged in an overwhelming, uncompromising desire for wholeness, then you can make quantum leaps into an absolute reality in your healing, in your wholeness, in the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, that which you're asking for. To be shown to you, and then having the initiative to internalize it, to move forward with it. There are a lot of you who look for the truth, and then you get the truth, and then you ignore it. And it's amazing to me that you would rather have people cut up on you then just change your diet and cleanse your body. That you would prefer to have your organs taken out, to have all kinds of liposuction, and instead of you being disciplined in terms of your understanding the perfection of your being, that you would prefer somebody to suck the fat out you than to just lose all of the unnecessary ways because you are willing to do what is required to be in the integrity of who you are. It's amazing to me. That regaining our health is one of the least expensive things that we can deal with. It's less than going to doctors. It's less than having surgeries. It doesn't cost that much to reclaim your wholeness, but you do have to care to do it. The And some of you have gotten so comfortable with being uncomfortable that you refuse to see yourself differently. But you have to venture there, because nobody can do for you that which you will not do for yourself. And the spiritual forces from the exalted realms will hear your prayers when you're praying consistently over time. And when they see that you're applying the inspiration that you're being given. And so we're at a very vulnerable point in being. Because Mother Earth and her creatures are the ones that deserve their liberation. Mother Earth and her creatures are the ones who are entitled to their liberation. Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and the creatures. Going to have the last laugh, the last dance, the last stand, while the people are managing to leave through all manners of doors that are opening up through death. And as the waters are boiling, as the ice is melting, as the water lines are increasing, as the earth is shifting, as the volcanoes are erupting, as the storms are brewing, we will be losing more and more people in greater and greater numbers. In addition to the greater numbers of those who will lose life from everything, from AIDS, to cancer, to diabetes, and all of the other things that are the evidence of the genocide that we've gotten so comfortable with that we don't question it. And it's a problem. That you rather exalt the disease as your truth than exalt the divinity of your being as your absolute reality. It's amazing to me. That you rather believe the lie of all this disease being hereditary without seeing the connectedness between eating a bastardizing diet that has gone for generations. And so it matters that we're ready to stop the foolishness. That you can't win and lose at the same time. You will lose or you will stand up. And regardless of whether you have another 20, 30, 40 years of degeneration, the reality of it is that by the time you've lived 40, 50 years of more violation and more adulteration and more meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of that, the essence of the reality is that you have never truly lived after all of that. But you went on cruises. You ate all kinds of stuff. You did all kinds of things with all kinds of people. But with all of that, you didn't fulfill the purpose of being on the planet. To self-actualize, self-realize, and harmonize with the laws of existence so that you're qualified for continuance in existence and you're graduating the class of Earth residency as a conscious immortal. So you all have been conditioned to believe that the truth is not for everybody. But the sun is for everybody. The air is for everybody. The earth produces for everybody. But they have y'all thinking that death should be for everybody. But the truth is only for a few. And so for the few of you who care, I congratulate you. Because it's not easy. To aspire towards virtue and integrity and consistency over time and exalting a full life urge, it is not an easy thing to do when the society is a death culture. And everybody feels entitled. Eating whatever, smoking whatever, drinking whatever, because you have to die from something anyway. But when I talk to those who are in pain and fear and who suffer, they wish they had had a greater realization earlier. They wish they could have done something better earlier. And there are those of you who have the opportunity to avoid a tragic date with fate and rise to a glorious destiny. But you're playing around. You're not serious enough. And your seriousness is really what is required in order to live your greater life. In order to see yourself as the intelligence of existence would have you be, as this point of its own very presence. You've been given one life. I'm encouraging you, don't throw it away. For the 40, 50, 60 years that you've been smoking and drinking and eating all kinds of stuff, I'm telling you that now is your time to be completely committed to your clearing, your cleansing, your purification, renewal, rebirth, regeneration, because every atom and every cell of your being is completely open and receptive to life, to oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, facilitating elimination, so that you are in the process of consistent regeneration. If you want to be taken seriously, if you want to think that Black lives matter, then you would not be feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, laden alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and candy, and all of this garbage. If your life really matters, then you would respect the right of all other beings to have the right to their lives, and you would understand that all life matters. Come to understand that the reason you could get shot down in the street and nothing happened is because you were not valuing yourself. And when we truly start valuing our lives and valuing ourselves, then the fast food places and the alcohol industries and the soda companies and the candy people, they would no longer be able to generate money in our communities. See, life is for the living. And it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. As should our lives reflect the truth of our being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.